Gopijanavallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Astatara Sata Shishimadis Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Astatara Sata Shishimadis Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakumara Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jaya Iskam Guru Vrinda Ki Jaya Iskam Bhivati Foundacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Grantaraj Shima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Samavet Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. All glories to the Samala Bhutis. All glories to the Samala Bhutis. All glories to the Samala Bhutis. All glories to Shishi Guru and Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Maybe you should introduce. Oh, after? Okay. All right. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I have been requested by Madan Mohan Prabhu to do some Bhagavad Gita, and so this is the Sankirtan movement. Is one is allowed to do service directly to Krishna, even one is born in Kali Yuga. That has to be appreciated. It's not a normal thing to worship Bhagavatam or chant the holy name in general. But the special one time in a day of Brahma, this is possible. When Lord Chaitanya appears. So this is a unique opportunity. And the more we realize that, the more we will be perfect. I remember when I joined the ashram 1982, and we were like four or five bhaktas. And one day, Devamrita Das Brahmachari, who is now Devamrita Swami, he was that time Brahmachari, he was regional secretary there in Scandinavia. So he burst into the room, like flung the door open, and he said, "You are so lucky. You are swimming in an ocean of nectar, and one day you will realize it." I never forget that statement. So true. yes. So let's start the verse. Yashya svarupam kavaya vipaschito.
Yashya svarupam kavaya
Yasya svarupam kavaya vipaschito. Goneshudarusvi vajata vedasam. Goneshudarusvi vajata vedasam. Mitnanti matna manasadi drikshavo. Matnanti matna manasodi drikshava. Gudam kriyartar nama trittavatmane. Gudam kriyartar nama trittatmane. What? Iritatmane, huh? Oh, I can't see him. Iritatmane. Mata, yes. Yasya, whose svarupam, form, kavaya, the greatly learned sages, vipaschita, expert in ascertaining the absolute truth, gunesha, in the material manifestation, consisting of the three modes of nature. Darushu, in wood, iva, like, jata, manifested, vedasam, fire, mitnanti, stir, matna, with a piece of wood, used for producing fire. Manasa, by the mind. Didrikshava, who are inquisitive. Gudam, hidden. Kriya Artha, by fruitive activities and their results. Nama, respectful obeisances. Irita Atmane, unto the Lord who is manifested. Please excuse me, I don't have COVID, don't worry. But I have a chronic problem which I'm here to treat. So I'm making progress, but I can't guarantee it. There will be some coughing. So please bear with me. Jara Vyadi. So translation and purport by Savoying Grace, Srila Prabhupada. By manipulating a fire-generating stick, great saints and sages can bring forth the fire lying dormant within wood. In the same way, O Lord, those expert in understanding the absolute truth try to see you in everything, even in their own bodies. Yet, you remain concealed. You are not to be understood by indirect processes involving mental or physical activities. Because you are self-manifested only when you see that the person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you, do you reveal yourself. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. The word kriyartai means by performing ritualistic ceremonies to satisfy the demigods. The word vipaschita is explained in the Taittiriya Upanishad as follows. Sattvam jnanam anantam brahma yoveda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman sosnute sarvam kaman sahabrahmana vipaschiteti. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan man prapadyate. After many births and deaths, he who is actually knowledge surrenders unto me. When one understands that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart and actually sees the Lord present everywhere, he has perfect knowledge. The word Jata Vera means fire which is produced by rubbing wood. In Vedic times, learned sages could bring forth fire from wood. Jata Vera also indicates fire in the stomach, which digests everything we eat and which produces an appetite. The word Guda is explained in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Eko Deva Sarva Bhuteshu Guda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is understood by chanting the Vedic mantras, Sarva Vyapi Sarva Bhutantar Atma. He is all pervading and he is within the heart of the living entities. Karmadyaksha Sarva Bhuta Divasa. He witnesses all activities of the living entity. Sakshi Cheta Kevala Nirgunascha. The Supreme Lord is the witness as well as the living force, yet he is transcendental to all material qualities. yasya svarupam kavayo vipastito guneshu darus vivajjata verasam mitnanti mit matna manasa didrikshava gudam kirtar nama iritatmane. By manipulating a fire generating stick, great saints and sages can bring forth the fire lying dormant within wood. In the same way, O Lord, those expert in understanding the absolute truth try to see you in everything, even in their own bodies. Yet, you remain concealed. You are not to be understood by indirect processes involving mental or physical activities. Because you are self-manifested, only when you see that the person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you, do you reveal yourself. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Om Agyanati Miranda Syagananda Lashalakaya Chaksur Unmilitanyana Tasmai Sigura Venamaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Adati Sva Parantikam. I just want to mention before I start that just to encourage the preaching here in India that there's been last especially 20, 30 years massive preaching here in India, many new temples and very extended preaching programs. And especially also in education institutions. So some of these, they come to the West. So we are in Stockholm, it's an IT hub. And most Indians who go west, they are IT people nowadays. So many have come, especially the last 5-10 years. It's a whole wave. And because ISKCON is famous in India, and so a number of them, they come. They come there, they will look, where is there any ISKCON here? They look in the Facebook or whatever, homepage. So they come because of the massive preaching here to give ISKCON a good reputation. So I want to just mention that. So please bless us how we can engage them nicely, because that's Lord Chaitanya's instruction, is that if you are born in Bharatavarsha, you are supposed to, bring these matters all over. They are already in the West. They just need to take up the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, isn't it? I mean, Prabhupada, he traveled from India to do this mission. They are already there. We need to. They come, so they come to get mercy. They come to get to be engaged. So this is actually, if you talk about making Bharata great again, well, this is what it means. It will be great again by, not without Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, only with Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, it's will be like a day fly, come up and go down. We have seen. Okay. So in this verse, I want to focus on two topics, which is in the verse, and one is how the Lord is hidden and has to be revealed, and it has to be done in a certain way. Just like they generate hidden fire from wood by a certain method. So in the material world, the Lord is everywhere, but nobody sees him anywhere. This is the material world. because of desire. They came here to avoid Krishna. Krishna Bahir Mukha Bogahana Vanchatar. Bahir Mukha means turn away. Looking for other type of enjoyment. So here it's mentioned in the prayer that one has, only those who are wholeheartedly engaged in searching for you. In other words, the Lord will not reveal himself unless you are very sincere. Sincere means you actually really want it. Because it's about desire. Loni Singhadev tells to Prahlad Maharaj, it's my leela to fulfill everyone's desire. He takes pleasure. Although he fulfills material desires, they're not becoming happy. Still, just to fulfill desire is still his pleasure. Just like sometimes you fulfill children's crazy desire. Why you want this? Okay, take it. But, there is a certain pleasure in making the child happy for the moment. So Krishna, yeah. But if you want to understand him, you see, when you leave Krishna, that is it's not a sin. Sin is after you fall down. Sin means adharma. The original turning away from Krishna is offense. It's an offense. It's not a sin. Now, if you do that, there is even the song by Joyce Harrison, who was touched by Prabhupada's mercy. A Beatles song. Why did I leave you when I loved you? Good question. Very beautiful song. I think it's there in Manor, isn't it? They have a garden there with different texts. Joyce Harrison, he donated the Bhaktivedanta Manor. So they made those Harrison Garden with some text which is indicating Krishna in the different spots. This is one. I remember I was once in a, actually it was a teacher training seminar, one of the first ones in the 90s. And we had a group work, and that each one is going to share mistakes in their lives. And how then? So one of the members in the group said, I can only identify one mistake, and that was I left Krishna. That's the original. the Christians talk about the original sin. It's not a sin, it's an offense. But there is something original, that's true. So then it's not... when you have such a wonderful life and you turn away, then you lose your right. You can't just turn back. Now you have to ultimately you have to get the favor of one of the Lord's devotees. Like Indra, there was Govardhan Puja. He made a Mahabharata. And he had to bow down to Surabhi. Cow. Great king. But that's... And then by appeal, you know, he regrets, you know, and she was appealing. The Prabhupada was also appealing for us. Prabhupada said, I'm praying for all of you every day. So sincerity then, because sincerity is not a very common commodity in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the age of insincerity. It's all over the place. Hypocrisy and cheating. That's the atmosphere in Kali Yuga. Very rarely. So what to do? How to be sincere in Kali Yuga? What is the hope? What is this? Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya yupadrita. One of the characteristics of Kali Yuga people is they are unfortunate. And one main feature of this unfortune is that even if there is some desire for truth or for, you know, spiritual life, you're cheated. Because anything which is not completely pure, Kali has control over. That's why Narada Muni chastised Vyasadeva. Why you write this? In the, why you write? You have to write one book if it's just pure love. This because Kali Yuga is coming, and Bhagavatam is the book for Kali Yuga. Because all other processes are subjected to be contaminated by Kali. There is any material tinge. So how to be sincere in Kali Yuga? Yes, the only possible way is Maha Jnana Jena Gata Sapanta. That you are fortunate enough to come into the association of a sincere person. And for us, Srila Prabhupada is that person in ISKCON. He is the epitome of sincerity. He received an instruction 1922, which was, you know, preached all over the world, you know, and he just met him the first time. Can you imagine? You come to a Sunday feast, you just sit down and, okay, you should go to Greenland and start a temple. You know, but he took it into his heart. And Ekya Kuru Nandana. And he prepared himself. And it was not easy. Okay, Srila Prabhupada didn't. He was not the person who complained. But sometimes he said something just for our benefit. For example, there's a statement in the Prabhupada calendar. Of course, you read Prabhupada Lilamrita, you will see all the practical difficulties he had to endure. But there was also another one, which is in the Prabhupada calendar. They treated me so badly, I never wanted to return to that place, India. It's not there so much, you can't, but, you know, but he went back. The inclination was not to go back. It was so bad. But he went back. And here we are. Today. ISKCON in India. At one point he also said, just to a few disciples, by the way, you have no idea how much pain I went through for you. So this is Acharya, Acharya of sincerity. And we are influenced by Kali Yuga, that means we are not naturally sincere. But if by the good fortune we become attracted to this movement, which means eventually attracted to Srila Prabhupada and understand Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya is releasing the flood of love that's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But who is promoting it? It's Lord Nityananda. It's the main. He is the original preacher. And he goes up to Gaya and Madai. They try to kill him. He goes up again. And again, Madai is about to try to kill him. And he and Lord Nityananda says, just kill me. But please take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The mercy of Lord Chaitanya is so wonderful. And I'm ready to be killed to make you understand it. That affected Jagai. Then he woke up. By seeing the sincerity of Lord Nityananda and giving him this valuable gift. So this is the principle. How I remember one time there was one place that was in Norway. It was distributing books and it was in the outskirts of the capital city. So there was, like I was there many times, so I used to meet also the same people again. So there was specifically one old lady. She must have been, yeah, same age as Prabhupada, 70, something like this. And she had already gotten a book from me before, Prabhupada Lilamrita, the small version. And she had read it. Then I gave her the Krishna book, and she turned around and she said, "Oh, this person." And then this person, you know, old man, he gave up everything. She started to preach to me like anything in the glories of Prabhupada. And she started to cry. Tears were flowing down her eyes. She was so impressed by Prabhupada's sincerity and what he had done. And I was thinking, when will I cry like this? About Prabhupada's, what he did. So, it affected. So she took more books. But it was like Krishna was showing me. This, she became my guru in that situation. Are you aware what you are up to? You know. So count one's blessings, as the saying goes. So so the main destroyer of sincerity and Kali Yuga is Mayavad. Mayavad is identified by Lord Mayavadi Bhashya Shunila Sarvahayanash. So Mayavad is not, it's in Prabhupada's mantra. It's half of his mission. And it's half of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission. Prabhupada was recognized by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur because he understood his mission, which is to establish the Lord and bhakti and worship and service, and to remove Mayavad. And Prabhupada is, his pranam mantra is just a copy of impersonal calamity, though, no, absolute is sentient, though has proved, impersonal calamity, though has removed. Now, this is the same as Gauravani Pracharina, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasachadeshatari. Exactly the same mission, inherited. So important here is to, yes, it said he delivered the people in these countries. This is Prabhupada's pranam mantra. He delivered the people in these countries which are filled with Mayavad. So one has to understand, Mayavad is not a doctrine. It's not that the Western world is filled with doctrine. They don't have any doctrines. They don't speak. A little bit there is in India. But it's all pervading. Basically in the West, it is Shunyavad, nihilism, relativism. It's all over the place. Educational systems, cultural, everything relative. I have my way, you have your way, we are equal. Yeah, I respect you respect me. Fine, we should respect. But equality is an issue. Krishna says, Samoham Sabhabhutashu. Yes, but there is difference also. There is oneness and difference. So This, of course, is a big topic, but I would like to. Yeah, all this system, why, you know, Prabhupada is hammering on this all over his books for us to understand where to recognize or how to recognize how, because it's not by doctrine. The doctrine are defeated by acharyas. That's not, you have to understand where is it in our civilization all over the place and how are we influenced by it. Prabhupada pointed out a few things. Communism, democracy, this science Darwinism is more easy because it's more explicit atheistic. But the problem with my word is that it's implicit atheistic. It's like drinking milk touched by the, you know. You can speak about Krishna, but with a Mayavadi attitude. You know, it's place for everything. Once Hotra Maharaji said that if Hare Krishna movement becomes very, very popular, be sure the demons will, they will create another Hare Krishna which is based on Mayavad. And we just catch all the people who like the kirtan, who like the, you know. It's already going on. So it's subtle. So therefore Lord Chaitanya is not killing the people, he's killing that mentality. But Lord Chaitanya very clearly, and Maharaj was, I think it was either Guru Prasad Swami or Kavichandra Maharaj was mentioning this, no, I think it was Guru Prasad Swami, that Lord Chaitanya met Murari Gupta and he said, you know, that he, you know, this Prakshana, he's cutting off my arms and my, he was clearly mentioning that this Mayavadi way of looking at things is killing Krishna. He's making it clear. This is the way to do it by sound. Prabhupada said you can kill Krishna by attacking like they did when he was here, or you can do it by sound, by making him relative. Prakshananda Saraswati in Varanasi, when he heard about Lord Chaitanya, and he also knew about Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic dancing in the streets and singing. This is Prem Kirtan. What was his comment? Just some sentimental folk dance. He take the highest expression of transcendental love and put it down on a material level. That's what is being done. Everything become relative. I can tell a little story because I was also nicely grown up. Afterwards, I understood. I was nicely grown up in this relativistic, you know. Everybody is blissful in their own faith. There is no absolute truth. You have your faith. I have my faith. You know. And I met one Sankirtan devotee. I was, so I met devotees first in London. I went to holiday 3 summers in a row, 79, 80, 81. 81, consciously I went to the temple. And 79, just to buy cheap records. I was totally into music. They had a good, you know. So then she comes and sells me a record. It was Matai Sanctum. And you know, so I was very particular about music because I was really into music. So it was not that I just buy a record on the street. I don't know what music it is. And but she had this potency, you know, smiling. And actually, I know because I went on Sankirtan later. It's a bliss. It was a bliss, you know. And their favorite targets were timid Scandinavians. Because they are from small country, and they're out in the big world. And So they spotted out, they were expert to spot that, oh, this is a Scandinavian. And so I was just, you know, completely controlled by the sankirtan potency, you know. And so then I decided, okay, I can take one, I can give it to my friends or whatever. And then I pulled up, because that's what I had, a 5-pound note. But at that time, I went to London to buy cheap records. And 5 pounds, cheap record on the street means 1 pound at that time. So I'd never thought about giving 5 pounds. I thought I'm going to get some change. And she took it like, oh, you want to give it all? And I was stunned. I couldn't say anything. And my mind said, this is too much. You know, I... anyway, it went that way. And then I was thinking afterwards, yeah, you know, she was happy. But she got a kick of India. Therefore, she's happy. You know, somebody gets a kick of this, some get a kick of that. In other words, nothing special. This is my world. I thought this is just one among other. People get kicked from so many things. This thing, that thing. It's all relative. It's all equal. I noticed that later, how the consciousness was nicely educated in my world. So one interesting thing, just to round up, there was a Japanese, it was China. Actually, it was a family from China who had immigrated from the mainland China. They immigrated to Canada. And the boy in that family, he got in contact with devotees in Canada. So he came to Sweden to study. So he usually came. So he came to our temple now and then. He wasn't really a very active Hare Krishna, but he liked it. So when he came there to study, because there they have this completely systematic gender education. Whatever you study, even if you study IT, you have to be trained in gender equality, you know. And so he also, he had a girlfriend. He thought, so he, simple person, you know. So the teacher said, yeah, you have to divide your washing dishes and, you know, equally everything should be, you know. It's completely artificial idea of equality, you know. Completely impersonal. Fine. With equal respect, but this is really over super control, huh? Anyway, when he got to hear this, he looked at the teacher and said, listen, if there is love between me and my girlfriend, why we have to do this? And the teacher was completely stunned, had no answer. He hit the weak point. In love, there can be variety. And it's equal at the same time. This is the spiritual world. So this is what Lord Chaitanya brings. His contribution is, he gives the highest form of love and he floods the world. And this is the medicine. This is what turns people and converts people. But the first installation is as to wake up. As Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I cannot fulfill my name, Vishvambar, In Gayatri Mantra, we meditate on Lord Chaitanya as Vishvambhar. It means generally it means the maintainer of the universe, but here it's to maintain the lives of the inhabitants of the universe like a nurse, like with love. If I don't nourish the whole world, universe, with my love, I cannot have the name Vishvambhar. So by nourishing, you bring first people back to life and wake up. Wake up means to start actually to become a human being. So it goes in installation, and it has to be so the first thing Prabhupada describes Gauranga Bolite Habe, when will I cry remembering Lord Chaitanya's name? So Prabhupada, and then next, when will I get the mercy of Lord Nityananda so I become free from material attachment and can understand Vrindavan? Then next, when will I get the mercy of Goswami so I can understand Radha Krishna, Yugali Piriti? Prabhupada describes that this is the progression. One has to first, Lord Krishna displayed the Vrindavan, but Vrindavan was not accessible. Anybody who tried to go to Vrindavan who was not pure was either killed, or Kamsa tried also, and he had to become a girl. So he became a girl, and then he had to do cow dung patties. He managed that, but then he had to do soft cow dung patties. Then he freaked out and ran out. So, the thing is, there is no access to Vrindavan, and it's clear in this song. But Lord Chaitanya, Golokir Premdam Harinam Sankirtan. It's the same prema. Now it is accessible. Actually, the Lord, like Lord Nityananda, they are running after you to take it. So that has to be first appreciated. And to fully appreciate the contribution of Panchatattva, then you become serious to surrender to Guru, Nityananda. Then you can take the next problem. You still have attachment to this world. Then you can understand Vrindavan. So, Srila Prabhupada said that the songs on Narottama Das Thakur are as good as Vedanta, specifically when it comes to understanding Lord Chaitanya or the Panchatattva. So I want to just end by reading a couple of verses from a song called Gaurangera Dutipade. This is the song which has the longest purport in the songbook by Srila Prabhupada. So the two last verses are Gaurangera Sangigane Nitya Siddhi Karimane Seya Jai Brajendra Suta Pash Shi Gauda Mandala Bhumi Jebajana Chintamani Tarehoi Braja Bhuma Bash. So simply by understanding that the associates of Lord Gauranga, including Prabhupada, are eternally free from material contamination, one can immediately be promoted to the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. If one simply understands that land of Navadvip is not different from Vrindavan, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. And the last verse, Gaura Prema Rasarnave Seta Ranga Jebadue Serada Madhava Antaranga Griya Va Vanete Take Ha Gauranga Boiladake Narottama Maga Tare Sangha. If one says, let me dive deep into the waves of the nectarian ocean of the transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya, he immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna. It does not matter whether one is a householder living at home or vanaprastha or sannyasi living in the forest. if he chants O Gauranga and becomes a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, then Narottama Das begs to have his association. So this is the greatest mercy the Lord can give, is to give shelter at his pure devotee. There is no more. That's our mood. Lord Chaitanya gave this identification. Gopi Bharta Kamali or Dasanu Dasanu Das. This is our identity. Okay, to Sanatana Goswami, he said the general, Jivara Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. That's the general, eternal servant of Krishna. But more specifically, Lord Chaitanya gave. No, it's more specific. It's Gopi Bharta Kamali or Dasa Dasanu Das. And that is, in the song here mentioned, be aware, this is what Lord Chaitanya offers. But we have to do it by here in Lord Chaitanya. You serve. In Lord Chaitanya Sankta movement, and then Prabhupada said everything will be revealed. Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Any comments or questions?
I think we can conclude. Just to give some small introduction of Prabhuji. Prabhuji is Tapas Prabhu, coming from Sweden, and he was introduced to Krishna consciousness in late 70s, early 80s, as already Prabhuji mentioned a lot about it, and was pioneer in book distribution and preaching in Europe and Scandinavia area. And he is also our god brother, disciple of Radhana Swami Maharaj, and handling many responsibilities, managerial responsibilities in those areas. Today, very nicely, Prabhuji enlightened us with his realizations, like how we are insincere. The mainly reason for insincerity is the hidden mayavad that is prevailing. In a covered form, and that's how Prabhupada explained, and many other points. So let's thank Prabhuji for enlightening us with his realizations by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Govardhan Ek Village Ki Jai.